Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The Burt Show.
I'm trying to take a look at my life right now, and I can't believe that as a guy my age for 20 minutes now, I've been talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship with Abby.
It's the best. It's just, it brings joy. It's a fun topic. They are, I think, the pinnacle of Americana, and I think that's what people really attach to when they see them.
There is a better outlet for this kind of talk, though, and it will be tonight at 6:55, and we will do it with you.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS yep. on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS12!
Podcast.
The New Heights podcast is released tonight. If you don't know what the New Heights podcast is, Abby?
The New Heights podcast is hosted by Chiefs star Travis Kelce and former Eagle star Jason Kelce. Of course, they are brothers. Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift. For all intents and purposes, it's a football podcast. So we are really living in a weird parallel universe where a Taylor Swift album is being announced on the number one sports podcast in the country.
But even if you're not into Taylor Swift at all, even more than that, this is the first insight we get into their relationship. Watching them together, interacting together. Why are they with each other? They better cover all that.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I mean, come on. All right, so we want to do this with you tonight. Abby's going to host this thing, and then Kristen and I are going to be her sidekicks.
Yeah, we're going to do a live stream on our Facebook page starting at 6:55 p.m., so be there prompt so we can start the chatter before we actually get started and watch the magic go down on New Heights.
And as they're talking, we'll chat with each other as well. So it'll be fun tonight, man.
It'll be a really good time, and I want to hear all of your theories, if you notice any Easter eggs in the background, because people have already started picking that apart in the New Heights set. They're like, I saw that, and that means that. And I'm getting so many screenshots that I feel like a crazy woman. I have like a map in my apartment being like, what does it all mean?
It'll be on Facebook and Instagram tonight, so you can catch us on either one tonight, 6:55.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like if a Taylor Swift reporter had an official uniform, I would be wearing it today because I am currently donning my limited edition Folklore Mad Woman tee and my Tavis Nation hat, which I ironically purchased 2 years ago just because I was a fan of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And here we are 2 years later, them announcing TS12 on the New Heights podcast. Now, with a big album release like Taylor Swift's 12th album, you are going to hear Swifties talk a lot about these things called Easter eggs. And when you hear us talk about our theories and we talk about what Easter eggs mean and how they're attached to certain albums and certain releases, we sound like insane people. But I'm about to take you down the rabbit hole, quite literally, to show you just how far in advance this woman has been planning for this specific album. And it first all the way goes back to October of 2022. And the reason we know that this is an Easter egg is because of a clip we all have been watching and sharing with each other from Jimmy Fallon when she released Midnights in October of 22. Here's how far in advance she says she has been thinking about planning for certain releases.
And so that's when it started. But when it got out of control was...
yeah.
Was when I started to realize that it wasn't just me that had fun with this, that they had fun with it too.
Oh, yeah.
And I should never have learned that because then I couldn't stop. And then all I started thinking of was how do I hint at things? Like, how far is too far in advance? Can I hint at something 3 years in advance? Can I even plan things out that far? I think I'm going to try to do it. There was the first time that we did a crazy video like that was a video called Look What You Made Me Do. And I started playing with doing nods to former musical eras I've been in my career and all kinds of weird stuff for them to just go through the video and be like, that over there, what's that? What's that? What's that? Does this connect to that? What does that mean? What is
I do that.
Really?
Yes.
So She does this a lot in her music videos. And so in October of 22, again, I sound like an insane person, she released a music video for a song called Bejeweled. It was on her Midnights album. And in this album, she is dressed as what? A showgirl. Not only that, I'm going to tell you how far in advance this woman has been planning. So in October 2022, Bejeweled music video, dressed as a showgirl. In 2022, in her anti-hero music video, she is once again dressed as a showgirl and she has star tattoos on her face. The same shape star that she has on her face, she has been using in the TS branding for this album. And we're like, oh my God, she has been planning this album since then. In December 8th, 2024, when Taylor Swift ended the Eras Tour, she had orange fireworks and an orange stage as she left through an orange door on the screen. Orange is significant because it is the color of this album.
Now that one makes the most sense.
Yes. In 2023, she also did a music video with Ice Spice where they had these lightsaber things where she had a blue one and Ice Spice had an orange one. And these are the colors of the album. In 2024, she also did a music video for the Tortured Poets Department where there was like smoke leaving the two typewriters in the colors of, again, the TS12 album, orange and blue. A year ago, on August 12th, she was spotted wearing an orange and blue plaid outfit with a designer purse that was called Tuesday. When did she announce TS12? On a Tuesday. That was also August 12th. Okay. She's been thinking about this for a while.
Okay, has she been thinking about this for a while, or are these things that are congruent and people like you, Swifties like you, go online and attach all this, but it really wasn't part of the strategy?
No, because she does this. She does this. And more recently, she also posted a video of herself inside of the Hard Rock Stadium. And we were all wondering, like, what does this random video mean? She's holding her cat. She's walking to a Glorilla song and she's standing in front of section A12. What month is it? August. What date did she announce TS12? The 12th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so, because she said she gets enjoyment out of it. Mm-hmm. So I guarantee everything Abby listed was on their list of Easter eggs. And I saw a woman of my generation being like, why are Taylor Swift fans freaking out today? New album announced. Why is the color orange important? And I'm wondering, is there obviously the Easter eggs are why, like, she decided the color of the album is going to be like this bluish teal orange, bluish teal and orange. So these are the colors that have been signaling what's to come. But is there any other connection with those colors besides that's the colors I decided this album's going to be 3 years ago, and these are the colors that I'm going to showcase for my Easter eggs?
My personal opinion is that the color orange she chose because she needed to choose a color she hasn't used yet, because before she even started dating Travis Kelce, the opening act of the Eras Tour is For Her Lover Era. And again, her ensemble, they have like these big fans that look like the things that Vegas showgirls use, like these big sort of shell-shaped fans, if you will. And those are orange and also kind of a purple that she's also been using to tease this album. So I personally don't think it has any association to Travis, but a lot of people think, well, Travis is on the Chiefs and Chiefs is red and gold. And if you mix red and gold together, it's orange.
No.
I don't think this has anything. I mean, I love the coincidence. I think it's perfect timing, but I think she's been wanting to use orange for a minute, especially because a lot of Swifties feel like she scrapped an album called Karma back in 2015. And we've all been waiting for that album. And I think she's like, well, that album actually doesn't exist, but I'll give you an orange album instead.
There's a lot to unpack. I always used to say that I would love to sit in on brainstorming meetings at Disney World, because you can think of anything and it can be on the table, right? I would love to sit in on one of these or two of these brainstorming meetings when she's got clearly a group of people around and they are picking which Easter eggs they're going to use over the course of the next couple of months. It would be fascinating just to watch the whole progress.
So fun. Like, I honestly think there are so many tie-ins between like how Disney works. Like, I do feel a little bit Disney adultish when I talk about Taylor Swift, because in terms of like the storytelling and like even just the little details that she pays attention to feels a lot like how Walt Disney runs Disney World and his movies and like the hidden Mickeys and stuff. Like, she learned from the best.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Stop what you're doing, you guys. Stop for just 1 second, because there was some kindness on the internet yesterday and the day before, and we need to recognize it, because these windows, they close quickly.
You probably just freaked everybody out when you were like, stop what you're doing.
Well, I mean, I think we need to celebrate this.
People were kind.
Yes.
That never happens.
I mean, it's 2025, people.
On the internet, nonetheless.
Right. Go ahead. Let's celebrate through you.
Well, it was funny because it all started yesterday morning. I adore this woman. Like, when you talk about authenticity and just being genuine, there are sister station over on the new country station and their morning show. Dallas and Kincaid are the sweetest. And Dallas.
But their show's not good, so you should listen to us.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Great people, terrible show.
That's their slogan. That's it.
But Dallas popped her head in and she kind of had like tears welling up in her eyes. She's like, hey, can I come in? And I'm like, yeah, I thought she needed to hide from something.
In this office?
Hide from someone. Or hide from someone.
Right?
And she walked in. She goes, can I give you a hug? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I saw your post about your dad and I heard about your dad. And she lost her mom 13 years ago. And she's like, it never gets easier. And she was so sweet. And like, she gave me that big old hug. And I'm like, my God, I didn't know how much I needed this.
She started crying.
Yeah. And it was so beautiful and so sweet and so kind. And I was really just so grateful for it. And even though just a small gesture, just coming in saying, hey, I just wanted to say, I see you. I appreciate you. I want to give you a hug. Right. And then it didn't stop there. And I didn't realize, honestly, you know, because you have those days when you know, after you've lost a loved one, you have those trigger days. And then, you know, you just get up, you brush yourself off, you know, and you move on. But I really honestly had no idea how much I needed these messages of kindness. And so I got a DM from a Burt Show listener. And it says, thank you for your segment about your dad today. I am 1 year out of my dad's death. And I feel like everyone gets uncomfortable when I talk about him. And it was nice to feel seen that talking about it and grief helps not only the person who lost someone, but others who might need the reassurance that it's okay to hurt. You helped me today, even for a moment, living and breathing without my favorite person in the world. Thank you for being vulnerable and know your strength and your pain help someone who's not so strong. I appreciate your realness.
Yeah, and I think she raises a really interesting point also when anybody mentions that they had somebody pass, immediately you sort of like coil up because you're not exactly sure how to respond to something like that. So it puts other people, I won't say in uncomfortable situations. It's not uncomfortable. We just don't know how to react out of insecurity.
No, I mean, I think uncomfortable is okay to use. And I want to clarify too, like, I hadn't planned on saying anything yesterday. Or it was actually August 11th was the day of the anniversary. I hadn't planned on saying anything. I was going to do my post on Instagram because my heart had called me to put it up there. So I did. And then, of course, Bert saw it. And he's like, are we going to talk about this? And I was like, and you asked, and I gave you the green light. And so we did, because there was so much hesitation there, because I have gotten pushback in the past when I talk about him. Because whether you want to use the word uncomfortable or not, you know, death is hard to discuss, and grief is hard to discuss. But I'm now realizing it's necessary. Now, no, we're not going to. Every 6C break on the Burt Show isn't going to be death chat. I don't think this is something that needs to be done like every single day on a public platform. But I do think it has its moments that it's needed. And, you know, for me, that was difficult on Monday because I did feel like I put myself in a vulnerable position. And I am so appreciative of the messages and the emails I received of people thanking me who are in the process of getting ready to lose a loved one and not knowing how they're going to cope afterwards. And those that have, you know, lost loved ones and are, you know, thanking for letting them know that it's okay to be in pain and to hurt. So I was so hesitant because, and now I recognize those are the messages that matter. And I can't let those previous messages of people who are probably in pain for whatever reason and felt the need to lash out about my sharing and vulnerability. So in the moment, I was nervous. I was rambling, if you couldn't tell. I didn't really know where I was going because I was trying to choose my words so carefully as to not to offend.
Yeah, here's the thing also that I'd like to add to that, Kristen, because I think you did a really great job. And I don't want to get away from that kind of stuff that we do. You know, kind of the pillars of the Burt Show have always been like that. You know, we like to come in here and we love to have fun and stuff like that. But I think we've been pretty good about sharing our lives with you guys also. And sometimes that's serious. But maybe we're just in a different time now where radio just is. I want to get in the car. I want to laugh. I want to get to work. That might be possible. It's just not what we've ever done.
And I feel like it, as long as the percentage is right, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't begrudge you that. The world is heavy right now.
Yeah, man. You got options when that happens. You could, there are other morning shows. They're not as good as ours, but they can.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, surrounded by, like, your own personal traumas, and you turn on the news or you pull up social media, and it's, like, one atrocity after the other. So I get seeking solace in a morning show that you believe can make you laugh, make you smile, and absolutely. And I feel like as long as we get our percentages right, like, we do that. I like to believe, I like our show. We do that a majority of the time, but every now and then you're going to get that sprinkle of reality and what some of us are going through.
Yeah. And I don't want to take away from the positivity of the messages. And do you have a couple more that you're going to read? Let me make this point also.
No, you're fine.
I don't want to take away from that. It's just that, I can't remember what my point was.
Oh, no. So true.
Started and then just took an off ramp, and now I don't know.
So,
I don't know.
So
it was going to be really good.
How's that ADHD medicine treat you,
I'm actually not on it yet.
Oh, no.
But this is a reminder that maybe I need to start taking it.
This segment is sponsored by Big Pharma.
Another one. I heard this segment today about your dad, and today being the anniversary of his passing. I've been a P1 for years. I've heard you talk about your beautiful relationship and the pain you've shared so beautifully. I want you to know that today your words hit my soul. My dad just got diagnosed with kidney cancer about 3 weeks ago. Even saying it out loud is surreal, and it makes me feel panicky. I've been taking him to appointments, cooking meals, doing anything I can. I'm trying to show him all of the love I can as much as possible. While my dad is still earthside right now, which is the term I love to use, I have to tell you that your words, your vulnerability, and your honesty have been so comforting. We're fighting, and I'm going to do everything possible to help him. But knowing it's okay to just sit and acknowledge the pain and the anger and the unfairness of it all, it was exactly what I needed to hear. I know we don't know each other, but I feel like you guys are my second family. I'm sending love and hugs to you and all the gratitude for your honesty and your willingness to open up and share. Love you and everyone at The Burt Show.
And thank you guys for sending those kind of messages.
Absolutely.
We sure do appreciate it, man. It is getting increasingly hard to do morning shows here. It was a lot easier before the internet, that's for sure. And we didn't get to hear everybody's opinion. And second guessing ourselves when we do anything on the air is just getting, it can't help but get in your mind. So when we get those kind of messages from those of you that say you appreciate the kind of radio that we do, which is real in a lot of cases, we're going to share ugliness on this show. It's what we do. And I just don't want to be that guy or this show when we come in here. It's just a whole bunch of fake laughs and we're not talking about real things. I've never wanted to do that kind of show. And when you do the kind of segment that you did the other day and you get positive reinforcement for that, it makes me feel good for you.
Thank you for sharing your ugliness with us.
Yeah. You know what? I do it every morning. I wake up and look in the mirror and say, hey, ugly girl, let's get to the radio station.
Save it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think it's Abby's enthusiasm that has got me enthused about the New Heights podcast tonight. We're all going to be listening together on Instagram. The podcast starts at 7 o'clock. We'll be there at 6:55 on Instagram. And New Heights is... You want to explain that again real quick?
Yeah, the New Heights podcast is actually a sports podcast. So I'm sure you're like, well, what's the tie-in here? We're talking about a Taylor Swift album. Travis Kelce, who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend, hosts it with his brother, Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce is a former NFL star. Travis Kelce is a current NFL star. And their romance really started because Travis was like, yeah, I was at the Taylor Swift concert, wanted to give her my number. She was like, nah. So now it's this full circle moment that she's announcing her 12th album and talking about it tonight on his podcast.
All right. I'm ignorant. So just take this with a grain of salt. So with this particular podcast, when it drops, is this going to be audio or is this going to be visual?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a video pod, like it's a podcast, so audio, but you guys will be watching the video that drops.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I will be eating it up. We are getting fed.
So, yeah, seriously. So Abby is going to be hosting it. I'm just going to try to like like hold on for dear life during this thing. I'm more interested in the relationship. I love sports. I love football. So I've listened to New Heights before. The fact that Taylor's coming on and we really do get an insight into their relationship tonight is really interesting.
I love that she, like, again, and I'm just reiterating what I said yesterday, but the fact that she's using her star power to lift her man's podcast up, and the fact that this man is secure enough in his masculinity to let his incredible girlfriend do that to, like, lift his podcast up, I'm digging the synergy.
Yes. No, I mean, the entire fandom has said that from the beginning, that all of her boyfriends prior to this, except for maybe Tom Hiddleston, who wasn't really an official relationship, Travis is kind of the first guy she's dated for a long time that's okay with being Mr. Taylor Swift. Because there's a lot of star power that comes with being Taylor Swift. And sure. I think her last relationship, where they dated for almost 7 years, like, he didn't really seem to like that. He didn't really like being seen. Even though she was on this big Reputation tour, he only went to like one concert. Meanwhile, Travis has flown across the world to see her in every city possible when he's not, you know, playing his big boy job in the NFL. So it's a big deal for us to see her get supported this way.
All right, so let's try to make a prediction for tonight, okay? I think when all is said and done, and it's very hard to sort of monitor and get a ratings immediately on one podcast, because I was trying to figure out what was the most listened to and watched podcast ever to see if they were going to break this thing tonight. So the most watched, but again, I don't know if these means downloads on like Spotify, audio only also. The number to beat is 144 million.
Oh, my God.
And that was the Manya podcast, How to Succeed in Relationships with Yasser al-Huzami. That's 144 million total. But it doesn't have the opening night number. That's the one that I was really looking for. But that's the one to overall beat, okay? Wow. The number two most listened to and video watched podcast is Joe Rogan with Elon Musk at 69 million.
Okay.
Then you've got Joe Rogan. He had some dudes on there, some conspiracy theorists, Bob Lazar and Jeremy Corbell, 64 million. You Are Cristiano with Mr. Beast was at 60 million.
Wow.
Joe Rogan again, number 1, 2, 3, 4 with Donald Trump, 59 million. And then it goes down to 39 million. So do you think, at the end of the day, the number to beat, 144 million. And we probably won't have that number for a week or so. Mm-hmm. Will this podcast, this one podcast, beat that?
I feel very confident that she will be the number two podcast, the Joe Rogan one with Elon Musk. I feel very confident that they have more star power than those two. I don't recognize a single name on that first podcast. And so maybe I'm just ill-educated, and I don't know who those people are. Maybe they are really globally bigger than Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. So I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say for sure they will be at least the number two most listened to podcast episode ever. Number one, I don't know, man. 144 million is a lot.
That's a crazy number, right?
It's insane.
I think that at the end of the day, they will beat that number.
I hope so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really hope so. I think it would be way more entertaining for that to be the story.
Because think about, for every person, like for all the Swifties out there, but there's also that the amount of haters that are going to tune in just to hate watch, and they're just going to boost the numbers.
Yeah. But I also think you have football fans that are for sure going to want to get in on this one also, that might, like, I was watching New Heights, and then I just kind of fell off because there's so many other things to listen to and watch, right? Mm-hmm. So I just wasn't, same as Smartless for me. Like, I loved it, and then it just kind of fell off for me. And it's reintroducing me to the podcast because Taylor's going to be on it. So I think you got a certain population doing that tonight also. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think so many people are interested in the relationship because, I mean, it really is just like a textbook picture-perfect story of Americana love. I mean, this man went out on a limb saying, I want to date the biggest pop star in the world. I was ready to give her my number. She turned me down. And then she was like, wait a second, I didn't know you were this cute and funny. And they actually end up going out and the relationship works out and they just seem to really care about each other. Like, we can all believe in love and get excited about love. Like, whether or not you're a Taylor Swift fan or a sports fan, I think this is just going to be a beautiful moment of getting to watch two young people be in love and support each other.
All right. Join Abby tonight. I will be her sidekick tonight on Instagram and on Facebook. We'll do it live starting at 6:55 tonight.
The Burt Show.
All right. Now the fun stuff. Abduction.
Oh my God. My own personal episode of Taken with my mom and I.
What happened?
Well, me and my mom really, there was a moment where, and maybe just all women kind of default to worst case scenario, or maybe this is just me and my mom, because we're both chronically anxious, that we really thought that something was going to happen to us when we were leaving the Thomas Rhett and Tucker Wetmore show a couple weekends ago. My mom was here for the weekend because I got these tickets to see one of my favorite country artists. We both love a country concert. Very, very fun. Always a good time. And if you've ever been to the Ameris Bank Amphitheater, there is an Uber pickup and drop off lane. It's kind of like a 5 minute walk away from the amphitheater. It's a great setup. I really love that actual concert venue. Good time. We loved the concert and we ended up leaving about 10 minutes early. We left during the encore, which I know is very controversial because, you know, if you're a true fan, you wait till the end. Mm-hmm. But my mom and I were like, yeah, let's go home. Let's go order some cookies so we can eat them and go to bed.
Well, if you've ever had to deal with traffic in this city, you understand that even the most hardcore fans will leave concerts early just to get out of 2 hours of traffic.
And kudos to you for respecting your elder, because if I had been with you, we would have done the same thing.
I just started thinking about that exit an hour before the end of the show.
Well, two of the songs that he was encoring with, I was like, I've heard those live before. I'm fine. I'll leave. I'm going to get out of here. So it's 10 minutes before the show. He's doing the encore. We're kind of listening to it on the way out. So we're getting the experience. We're like, we got to bounce. And the problem is with this amphitheater is it is so crowded to get like a ride share. I mean, there is one line. It is the parent pickup line from hell. That's the only thing I can really compare it to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's rushing. Everybody's checking their Lyfts, checking their Ubers, trying to get a ride home. And so as we're walking out, I know ahead of time, like I need to get this Uber and I need to call it. And I get an Uber and I'm like, okay, perfect. It's going to be here in 17 minutes. And my mom's like, this is great. So we're going to wait. We're hanging out. And then 2 minutes later, Uber cancels on me. And I'm like, oh my God, no. So I do it again. Uber, finally, after minutes and minutes and minutes pass, finally get attached to an Uber. Waiting there, very excited, 20 minutes. The Uber's going to be here. The Uber cancels. And I do that probably five more times until my mom goes, well, there's these guys back here that are holding up their phone saying that they can take us to wherever we need to go. And I'm just thinking about all those Dateline episodes where it's like, don't fall for this airport scam where these guys claim to be Ubers or taxi drivers and then you get like cut up and thrown in a ditch.
Yeah, that's not being paranoid.
Yeah, and not at all.
It's a legit thing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a legit thing. So my mom and I are just tipsy enough to be like, whatever, if we die, it'll be a good story for the radio. I was like, I was thinking about the ratings. I'm like, oh my God, they'll have so much good content to talk about for the next month. Like, oh my God, our poor co-host was murdered.
I'm not mad at you and your mother. I'm just disappointed.
So anyway, I had sort of a impressive tear coming down my eyes, like, oh,
good for your soldier.
Oh, what a great teammate.
You guys could do like a CNN episode where they do a docuseries and, you know, it's very cryptic and they're like, and they show like flashbacks from the night on my Instagram stories. And then like the people that I talked to that night be like, oh, she was having such a good time until she was murdered.
Yeah, we'd have a montage of your funniest moments on the show that would last like 30 seconds.
It would be great. We would have four clips to play. It would be amazing.
So we can fill half a break.
So we finally get linked up with this guy. And admittedly, if we were going to get murdered, I'm like, you know what? This guy seems like he could totally be a candidate because he kind of has all the qualities that like when you're paranoid and you're thinking about the person that's going to kill you, you know, he's a little shady. He's not making perfect eye contact with us. And I'm like, whatever, this guy seems legit. So then he walks us, a couple of steps away and he gets us into his, you know, dark car with the tinted windows. And my mom are like, whatever, it's fine. It seems legit. And so we get to the back seat and we're kind of looking at each other. We're like, this is fine, right? This is fine. We're like, he agreed on the rate. He was really eager to accept the rate that I just threw out there. I was like, $50 to get home to Buckhead. This is going to be fine, right? And so finally we leave the parking lot. We're just relieved to be out of there because we were really disappointed with the Uber experience. And my mom and I are sitting there. We're like, is this going to be fine? Is this going to be fine? And the moment that we knew that this was going to be an okay ride was when he turned up the volume and this song came on. Driver Freddie starts jamming out to Phil Collins. And then my mom starts jamming out to Phil Collins. And suddenly, my mom and driver Freddie are like, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. And I'm thinking, this man's not going to murder us. He's a Phil Collins fan.
No Phil Collins fan
is going to kill us.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.